Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She is the tax mama. She is an enrolled agent's enrolled agent. She teaches people how to be an enrolled agent. She's forgotten more about the tax code and how to make sure you stay out of trouble with the IRS than most people will ever know. She's written all the books on the topic, Small Business Taxes Made Easy, third edition, and soon to be released with a new content, Deduct Everything, right, Eva?
That's going to happen this year. I'm in the process of adding more tax tips.
All right. So look forward to that. So, okay, let's talk about summertime jobs, Eva.
Summertime jobs.
This is something that I know that you've got some thoughts on how to deal with that from a tax standpoint.
You know, one of the interesting things about the government is they can't make a simple tax code. And one of the elements of the tax code that so many people overlook is the work opportunity credit. The work opportunity credit allows an employer to hire certain groups of people, which include summer students who live in disadvantaged areas, and they get a tax credit
mm-hmm.
for it.
Mm-hmm.
What a neat concept. It also includes veterans, folks.
Wow.
And this is the season to focus
just
on.
Just for the
veterans.
Summer? Just for a short... So they hire a veteran, it can only, and they get the credit, it can only be for a short period?
No. No, the credit basically will pay you a portion of their compensation for up to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But for, you know, the summer youth, you have to hire these people through your local state, you know, employment agency
right.
or whatever.
They've got to be certified first so you get the credit, right?
Yeah, not certifiable, just certified. You have
right.
to have
mm-hmm.
paperwork.
Right.
But yeah, so there are a number of different groups, and if you hire these groups who are otherwise unemployable or haven't been able to get a job because they're on food stamps or whatever, and you put them into the workforce and you train them, first of all, the kids that you hire, you know, because they're students, after summer's over, if they're doing a job that you really like, you can keep them on at least part time.
What if I'm doing interns like out of college?
Sure.
Is that because see, I have we hire interns from college.
Yeah. Now, if you, some of those kids aren't going to get certified because they're not
right.
From
no,
the
typically,
area.
Typically, we've never done that. We've never done a credit thing for those.
You might look for that.
But that is a good point. I did not know that.
Yeah, you know, I was just watching something.
Because, see, we pay all of our interns.
Sure, but I was watching something on ABC about a young man who just came out of the slums and got a Fulbright scholarship, ultimately. You know, there are kids in the bad areas who are really eager to learn, to get skills, and to move up and out. What better way to do that than have the government pay you?
Right.
So, and yeah. Same thing, you know, I was talking
that's
to
a good use of government's of government assistance.
Absolutely.
Is to have it where it's to use it as a lever, not just as something you drop off on people.
Right, to help.
Don't just feed them, but use it as a lever to encourage people to make them productive and to give them some kind of self-respect.
Yeah, that concept of don't just feed them, teach them to fly.
Right. Right. So summer jobs, and how much is the credit?
Oh, goodness. Now you're going to ask me that?
Do I need to call the tax daddy? I'm talking to the tax mama here.
The credit typically changes, but it's about $6,000 or so for each of the first 2 years of the compensation of the employment. So you can run it for up to 2 years.
For a single person?
Per person.
$6,000 per person. So you're calling it summer jobs, but are you saying if they stay with me after the summer that it still works?
Well, it's for a period of time. So
okay.
It's based on the compensation. I'm calling it summer job because you need to get them certified. And,
right.
You know, they're
so prepared. Who do I contact? The state unemployment office?
You would contact your state unemployment office, and there is a pre-screening form that you use.
Right.
And the state unemployment office might tell you that there's a specific agency within the state
mm-hmm.
that will work with you. So each state will have slightly different rules on this, but you have a wealth of people who are eager to work for you. And, you know, one of the things I was talking to somebody about who only hires veterans is he only hires them because they already have really good discipline.
And leadership
and
skills.
And stamina, leadership skills.
Yep, they understand organization. They understand chain of command.
They understand
showing up.
That's it, right? Except when they're AWOL. So,
right.
Yeah, so you have a good pool of people that you can tap into, and there may also be seniors that may be eligible.
How about that? Now, I hadn't thought about the seniors.
And you know what? For some people...
How about disabled people, too? Because I know a lot of people who employ disabled, have disabled employees, but they're, you know, they still have a job that they do, and they do it well.
Vocational rehabilitation referral. Yeah. Yeah, so you have a number of different groups that qualify for this, and you know what?
This is a federal program, right?
This is a federal program, and it basically covers 40% of the first year wages up to the maximum of the tax credit in the
right.
second year.
And you think we could find these people through the state unemployment office?
That's a good place to start.
Okay, start there, folks, and see what you can find out. But take a quick break. TaxMama.com, that's Eva's website. Check it out. Her books are there. Her tips are there. She's got a great tax tip that she has all the time there. And we're going to take a quick one. Stay with us. Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.